big tech people. They're always deferential and really nice to them, and you folks know stuff that we don't know. Well, the problem is, that's the problem. And what Frances Haugen did today and did on 60 Minutes was to essentially lift up the Band-Aid so you can see the wound. And that, I think, is what Ed Markey is saying, is the time for being nice about this is over, and we will act. I happen to think that they need to rein in, maybe blow up, some of these social media companies. They've just gotten too damn big. We'll see what you think coming up in our next hour. Coming up, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the new editor-in-chief of a brand new site. You can check it out during the news, thenevadaglobe.com. thenevadaglobe.com. We'll make it easy for you. She'll talk about her new gig. Remember last week she promised us next week I'll be able to announce a new gig. Well, she did. And this is going to be way cool. A conservative website. Well, she's the new editor-in-chief. We'll talk to her about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers. Good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let Little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. The director of the National Institutes of Health is stepping down by the end of the year. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
Dr. Francis Collins has worked at NIH for three decades, serving as director for the past 12 years. He wrote on Twitter, "It's been a privilege and honor to serve, but he believes no person should hold this position for too long." President Biden issued a statement hailing Collins as one of the most important scientists of our time. In 2007, President George W. Bush awarded Collins, who is an outspoken Christian, the Presidential Medal of Freedom for overseeing the international project to map the human genome. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The European Union unveils a strategy to tackle rising anti-Semitism. Correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The European Union unveiled a new strategy to combat growing anti-Semitism in Europe. The plans are designed to better tackle hate speech, raise awareness about Jewish life, protect places of worship, and ensure the Holocaust isn't forgotten. Another focus of the plan is to ensure that EU aid and development funds that go abroad can't be used for activities that might incite hatred and violence against the Jewish people. According to Europe's Fundamental Rights Agency, 9 out of 10 Jews see anti-Semitism on the rise in their country. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The commanding general of the Idaho National Guard has told Republican Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeachin that she can't activate troops to send to the U.S.-Mexico border. Major General Michael J. Garshak, in a letter Tuesday to McGeachin, says a call for help from border states earlier this year involved law enforcement, not National Guard troops. Republican Governor Brad Little announced Monday he was going to the Texas-Mexico border to meet with 9 other Republican governors over concerns on how President Biden is handling border issues. McGeachin is the acting governor while Little is out of state. On Wall Street, they're up by 311 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there? You're a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 5:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate has dropped into the moderate category for the first time since the state mask mandate was announced in July. The 14-day rate has dropped one full percentage point to 6.9%. Nevada's two-week rolling rate declined 1.3 percentage points to 8.8. That's down from a recent high of 16.4% in the middle of August. As of yesterday, 54.3% of the eligible Nevadans have been fully vaccinated. Well, a single ticket bought in California matched all six numbers drawn in last night's $700 million Powerball drawing, making it the seventh largest jackpot win ever. A California lottery official say the ticket was sold at an Albertsons in Morro Bay. The winner will be able to choose between taking a 29-year payout or the cash option. $496 million. And as you might expect, both options are subject to taxes. And don't forget, the Yankees are taking on the Red Sox in just a few minutes. The National League Wild Card, Dodgers in St. Louis.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Heavy volumes right now on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 west at St. Rose. Major delays downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl with that construction. 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. In fact, Eastern Avenue is closed near the freeway both directions till October 13th.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. Megan Barth joining us as she does every Tuesday from ReaganBabe.com. And now she had promised us an announcement this week. And the announcement is what, Megan Barth?
Well, hello, Kevin. The announcement is I am the new and founding editor in chief of the Nevada Globe, and the Nevada Globe is should be your number one online news source for everything that's happening in Nevada from a policy, politics, and business perspective. As Nevada grows and as the press in Nevada becomes more predictable for protecting Democrats, there's plenty of room for competition, and we've entered the fray. We have an exclusive story up there today. I went to the Clark County Commissioners meeting, or at least commissioners were in the audience, and it was a consultant who was taking questions and explaining how he and the commissioners are redrawing the map based on the census data, which is called redistricting or gerrymandering.
So explain who Dave Heller is.
Well, Dave Heller is a political consultant who was hired by Clark County, who designed and redrew the district maps back in 2010. So he has been rehired based on this new census to redraw the maps in 2020. Now, one would think that the county would hire perhaps a non-political activist to draw these maps, but no. Dave Heller brags quite extensively on his website that he is a Democrat activist and has guaranteed and won elections for Democrats for years and years and years. And one has to ask yourself, well, geez, I wonder if he is designing districts in order to give Democrats an advantage in certain areas. And that would be a good question to ask, and I think the answer is pretty obvious.
Well, and what is different about the Clark County Commission as opposed to other bodies, you'd like to be able to say, well, I'm sure the Republican minority will hire their own consultant. The problem is there is no Republican minority. There's no Republicans on the county commission at all.
No, not one Republican. If you recall, I think it was Stavros.
Anthony. Yeah, Stavros Anthony,
Stavros
almost.
Yeah, Stavros Anthony supposedly lost. By only 10 votes, which you would think would be an automatic recall, or at least an automatic rerun, a redo of that election. It was not. So now we have seven pretty radical Democrats, quite frankly, as radical as the state party, who has now been taken over by the Democrat Socialists of America. And they, according to Dave Heller, who is the quote-unquote consultant, otherwise known as a Democrat activist, who are redrawing these maps, it is very important to the count, to the commissioners, and they chartered Dave Heller to ensure that at least two districts in Nevada were a majority Hispanic.
Wow.
That is, and you can watch you can watch the tape. It was a live feed. It played on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I believe, live. They now have Clark County has the meeting and the video of that meeting. And I asked Dave that question from the audience as I sat there because I thought I perhaps misheard him. And no, I did not mishear him. It was very important. And they are actually trying to get three. But Dave gave it a good old try, and he could not get three. He could get two. Majority Hispanics, but he could not, Hispanic districts, but he just couldn't get three. There was no way he could figure out how to do that for them.
Wow. Now, so who is or what is the body that will make the determination? Who ends up approving the maps?
The commission will approve the maps, and then the legislature, let's not forget, also has to go through this, and guess who has the majority in the legislature. That would be the Democrats. And they also, of course, have the majority, as Governor Sisolak is the governor, and he basically just stamps everything that the radical legislator sends, legislature sends his way. So the legislative body will also be going through and doing math. And I have an interview with Assemblyman Jim Wheeler. It will be posted tomorrow on the NevadaGlobe.com. And I asked him specifically about redistricting and the redistricting of legislative districts and how that's going to impact Nevadans from the north to the south. And he believes, and I won't give too much away because I want you to read the interview. It's a fantastic interview. But he believes that the Democrats will district themselves into having a permanent majority in at least one house. And why wouldn't they?
Wow. Wow. That's a scary thought. When does all this take place? Is this, or is it taking place right now?
Well, the drawing is taking place right now, and the meetings for the public input, which was also very fascinating to me. The meetings for the public input, they'll have probably one or two more meetings. Those have yet to be scheduled. And then the legislative body is going to meet in a special session sometime in early November. And I believe they want to have them all done and signed in order to really rig the 2022 elections in their favor. So those will be done, I would assume, by the end of the year. I must go back to the audience. I would encourage... And everyone can participate. You can send an email if you just go to clarkcounty.gov. It shows how, you know, citizens can participate. But the people that were participating last night were from relatively radical nonprofit groups that operate within Clark County. I'm very familiar with these groups. They all seem to have their own map. They all wanted to have their own map. And one guy in particular, who had obviously talked to Dave Heller via email communication about these maps and probably other things, and how I know that they talked to each other via email communication is because as I was leaving Dave Heller, this gentleman approached him and said, and I don't know if it was Dave or this gentleman that said, it's so nice to finally meet you in person.
Wow.
Or talk to you in person.
Yeah. Do you in a lot of states the courts end up drawing the districts? There are challenges to this. Did Jim Wheeler, without giving away too much of your interview, did he give you any hints as to whether the Republican Party would end up challenging these districts?
Well, I think you're going to have to read the interview.
Ooh, marketing 101. I love that. I love that. But suffice to say, there will probably be a court challenge. There usually is. When do they have to know? When do they have to get them approved by?
Like I said, I think that they want to get them approved by the end of the year. That's why the legislature is meeting in a special session sometime in Carson City in, I believe, early November. And then, of course, you have all this activity going on with the Clark County commissioners and them trying to district themselves into a permanent, as permanent placeholders in as commissioners. And they're doing that this month. And I'm assuming that the next couple meetings that are open to the public for public input would also be within the month of October. So all of this can be wrapped up by the end of the year. And, you know, we have our primary in June. So
tell me about the Globe. I'm fascinated by your new gig. It is the NevadaGlobe.com. You want to check it out. And I'm just curious how the two of you came together.
Yeah, it's the NevadaGlobe.com. Don't forget the in the front. The NevadaGlobe.com. You know, they are a part of a larger network of Globe websites. Two specifically are related to politics and policy. One is the California Globe, and the other is the New Jersey Globe. And they're very successful sites, so I'm very excited, and I intend to build the success. And the success can only come from those, our readers, your listeners, et cetera. But Katie Grimes is the editor-in-chief of the California Globe, and as you may know, Katie and I have worked together over probably a decade, and we have written articles together and done research together, and I've only met her once now that I live in Nevada, but we've always kept in touch. And when the founders of the Globe, California Globe, approached her and said, you know, we're really thinking that Nevada is a great opportunity to have our next Globe. And we're thinking about the Nevada Globe. And would you happen to know anybody in Nevada? And she says, as a matter of fact, I do. And so after, many discussions, back and forth, and I'm so excited. And I think that this is exactly what Nevada needs. We are going to report the truth. We aren't going to put too much opinion. Everyone knows what my opinion is, okay? I'm not shy about that. Everyone knows me as ReaganBabe.com. However, there has been a serious lack at the state and national, as well as the local level, of journalism, meaning that we report the facts, you decide.
I like that idea. I like that idea. Let me take you into one area. They're still wrestling with the $1.2 trillion or $3.5 trillion, which everybody knows now is essentially a $5 trillion package, the so-called human infrastructure. Where do we stand? Are we just taking a breather here and we'll get back at it? Or is there work being done behind the scenes to get the things passed?
Well, you know, there's always work being done behind the scenes, because if it was in front of us all, we would probably be marching on Washington. But the Democrat Party is truly a mess. The state party is reflective of that mess in Nevada. As the Harry Reid faction is fighting with the Bernie Sanders faction, there is no unity. They cry unity, but there's no unity in their own party. The similar faction on a much on a macro level is in Washington, D.C., and that would be led by the Squad and the Socialists and the Marxists and the Communists of the hard left. And the hard left is coming up against the establishment, who, you know, there used to be a thing called bipartisanship. There's no longer bipartisanship. Just because you get Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham to maybe help you write a bill, I don't consider that bipartisanship. I don't consider the same 13 or 17 Republicans that keep giving Democrats everything that they want bipartisanship. Our legislative body is broken, much like our Nevada legislative body is, in the fact that the Democrats believe it's their way or the highway, and if you don't get out of the way, they're going to run you over. That's not good governance. So Nancy Pelosi is trying to sell a much smaller, which is still trillions of dollars, to the Squad, the progressive left, and that simply isn't enough. They want the whole enchilada, and the whole enchilada is about $5 trillion. And they don't want to piecemeal it. They basically want to shove it down the throats of the American taxpayer.
It is so sad what's going on there. And even the president said that, no, this isn't $3.5 trillion. This is zero. And I'm like, huh? What? The president's lying to us again. You do know that.
Well, when his lips are moving, that's when we know he's lying. And half the time, we don't even know what he's talking about, and neither does he. He was giving a speech today. I'm not sure where it was from. I caught a small clip of it. And I had no idea what he was talking about. Our allies don't know what he's talking about. I don't know if you saw the UN speech, but you really should watch it. I encourage everyone to watch it to see how Biden handled himself in front of world leaders. He certainly was not convincing. He certainly was not coming from a position of strength through his words. And again, Joe Biden and Jen Psaki are somehow believe that the American people are stupid enough to buy that spending $3.5 trillion really just costs us zero. No one believes that to be true.
Yeah, it's incredible. More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the new editor-in-chief of the new site, TheNevadaGlobe.com. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
97% of all COVID hospitalizations and deaths are in unvaccinated patients. If you get vaccinated, you are 97% less likely to see the inside of my hospital, which will make your life 97% better because you'll be more likely to have the future you dreamed about. There are over 970,000 physicians in the United States, and almost all of us would recommend you get vaccinated. It's not too late until it is. For more information, visit nvcovidfighter.org.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have Megan Barth on. She is the new editor-in-chief of the new site, the NevadaGlobe.com. Did you see Frances Haugen either on 60 Minutes or today in Congress?
No, I did not. I have not had the opportunity to watch that. I've been so focused on the Nevada Globe and Nevada politics. But I'll probably get around to it. What did I miss?
No, just she essentially brought tens of thousands of pages of documents. I mean, that's kind of the smoking gun, and went after Facebook with a vengeance. And Ed Markey, the senator from Massachusetts, had an ominous message to Facebook. We are coming after you. We are going to act. This is not just going to be, you know, deferential stuff like we've seen before when Congress tiptoes through the tulips with these big tech guys. He says they're going to act. The question is, what should they do? Do you want the government getting involved in social media?
Well, I think when we look at social media, we consider it as a communication highway. You know, as a platform whereby we can communicate freely. However, we have been shown time and time again that the bias that is built into the algorithms favors the Democrats. Facebook, Google, and others, Twitter suspended the president of the